Support for this podcast is provided by Attrax. Attrax is the total career site system, which converts site visitors into high-quality job applicants. A fully SaaS system, Attrax is powered by the latest AI to deliver an outstanding and relevant talent experience, personalised employer branding, and a strong conversion of candidates into the ATS. To find out more, go to www.attrax.co.uk. That's www.attrax.co.uk. And Attrax is spelled A-T-T-R-A-X.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the May Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes I've published in the previous month to make sure you don't miss out on the valuable insights that my guests share. May was certainly an interesting month. The challenges of the global pandemic roll on. But I did get the sense that talent acquisition was exiting its initial panic mode and starting to get deep into planning for the changed future. With that in mind, the topics covered in May's shows were really varied, and I hope extremely relevant to the challenges you're currently all facing. Whilst there's a growing awareness of the importance of storytelling in recruitment marketing and employer branding, I really feel that employers are still missing out on the benefits of having a proper content marketing strategy. With that in mind, to kick off the month, I invited content marketing expert Fraser Allen to share his considerable experience with us in episode 263. Fraser was the first of a number of thought leaders from outside of our industry that I featured on the podcast during May. Scott Birkin has been one of my favourite business authors for a really long time now, and I was delighted that he agreed to be interviewed in episode 264 about his excellent new book, How Design Makes the World. I strongly believe that incorporating design principles into the current reimagining of experiences, services, and processes that's taking place in talent acquisition is something that will bring considerable competitive advantage for employers. As well as talking through the themes in his book, Scott also shared some thoughts on the specific actions he feels can be taken to solve recruiting's persistent candidate experience problem. Tech hiring has been a candidate-driven market through the vast majority of my career in talent acquisition. To explore whether the economic crisis caused by the pandemic is changing the balance here, I spoke to Natalia Panovic, the CEO of Codility, about the current state of the market. We also discussed the potential talent pools opened up by remote hiring and the importance of evidence-based assessment. You can find our conversation in episode 265. May saw the launch of the new recruitingfuture.com website, which has finally made the whole back catalogue of podcast episodes searchable. And I really hope it will be a valuable resource for you. To celebrate the launch, I took up John Vlastelica's kind offer to interview me on my own podcast. So in episode 266, you can hear my views on the future of talent acquisition. My thanks to John for being a great interviewer. In 2006, I wrote a blog about the imminent demise of the resume, arguing that they were no longer relevant in the new digital world. Fast forward 14 years and resumes, or CVs, if you live in the UK, are still the most common anchor point for the recruitment process. The problem with resumes is not just one about digital relevance. Now it's about the effectiveness and integrity of recruiting itself. So what are the alternatives and how can the industry move forward? My guest on episode 267 was Sterling Gray from the Chemistry Group. Sterling excellently outlined why resumes aren't just outdated, they are actually dangerous. He also shared what the employers he works with are doing to address bias and increase data points to improve their selection process. As regular listeners will know, I'm currently mixing podcast content to provide information and insights that are valuable for the right now, during the pandemic, and insights which will help everyone as we plan for the future. Episode 268 was a Right Now episode, and it was brilliant to welcome Jerry Crispin back to the show. Jerry shared his observations on what talent acquisition leaders are currently doing and the impact of the pandemic on candidate choices. We also discussed the Recruiters Recruiting Recruiters initiative, which is something I suggest everyone checks out. You can find more details at recruitersrecruitingrecruiters.com. It's beyond obvious to point out that we're all taking part in a lot more video calls than we used to. And while I've seen a lot of content out there to help people with the technical and visual aspects of video, I haven't seen much on what is perhaps the most essential ingredient of all, effective use of the voice. As an ex-drama student, I love geeking out about this kind of thing. And I had a great conversation with internationally renowned voice coach, Caroline Goyder, in episode 269. Caroline shared some great practical tips around vocal confidence, including some advice she got directly from George Clooney. A must listen for anyone suffering from Zoom fatigue. For the final episode in May, I was joined by global talent acquisition leader Paul Maxin, who I first met a decade ago when I delivered a consulting project for him while he was working at Unilever. Paul has been thinking deeply about how we might be able to use the momentum of change driven by the response to COVID to help solve the more protracted crisis we face from the global climate emergency. He's currently shaping the concept of a talent sustainability index, and he's looking for like-minded people from around the globe to help him. Well worth taking a listen to the interview to find out more. Finally, a big thank you to all the companies who sponsored the show in May. Thank you to Attrax, Eightfold and the Stevie Awards. The podcast would not exist without the support of all the sponsors, so please make sure you check out their websites and see what they have to offer. If you're not subscribed to the podcast already, you can find it wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget, you can now find and search all the past episodes at www.recruitingfuture.com. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.